The first reading today, we hear about this great priest that the Lord raised up and how he had served the Lord and was found worthy and all these different things that it speaks of him. And we have to recognize that because of our baptism, each one of us is a priest. We are each a priest, a prophet, and a king as a member of Jesus Christ, who is priest, prophet, and king. Now, there is a difference, obviously, between the sacramental priesthood and the baptismal priesthood, but nonetheless, to recognize the dignity of the priesthood that has been given to each one of us. And so each one of us is called to be able to serve the Lord. Each one of us is called to offer sacrifice to the Lord. Each one of us is called to offer to the Lord something which is sweet and beautiful. In the reading, it talks about the incense for the odor of sweetness. But it doesn't have to just be incense. It's our sufferings we can offer up. It's our good works that we can offer to the Lord. It's whatever it is that the Lord has given us to be able to do. That said, we also then have to recognize, as we hear in the gospel, that each one of us has been given different talents and abilities. And the Lord is going to ask from each one of us what we have brought back to him in return according to our ability. And so that's where we have to be so careful not to compare ourselves to others. We can look at somebody else and say, I wish that I had your ability. I wish that I could do what you can do. Fine, but I can't. There's no reason to be jealous. There's no reason to be envious, but rather to praise God for the gift that he's given to that other person. But then also to look back and praise him for what he has given to you. The problem oftentimes is we see that what he's given to us as somehow being less than. And so we don't feel the gratitude because we don't recognize it as good as a gift, as what this other person has. But it is, we must understand, a gift that is perfect for the one who has it. So this is the gift that God has given to you. It's because that's perfect for you. It fits your personality, it fits your circumstances, and most importantly, it fits what God is asking from you. And so if each one of us can see things that way, then we can use the abilities that God has given to us to be able to serve others and to glorify God. That's offering to God an incense of sweet odor. It is offering to him something which is beautiful. And we also have to recognize, too, as we see in the gospel, that the one person is given five talents, another one's given two, each, as we're told, according to his particular ability. And you notice that there was no difference in the response of the master to the one who brought the five talents compared to the one who brought two. Same exact thing. Now, if the one who had five talents had gone and gotten three more instead of five more, he could still look at it and say, hey, look, I got more than this one who had two. You know, he only got two for you. The master wouldn't have been so pleased. You had the ability to get five and you only got three. The one who brought in the two actually brought in more, if that would have been the case. In this case, obviously, one brought five, one brought two. So it's, you know, so we see that the master's response is the same. So God is going to hold each one of us responsible for what it is that he's given to us. And so that's what we really need to focus on. It's so easy, as I said, to look at others. We simply have to look at our Lord, ask him what it is that he has given to us and what it is that he wants from us, whatever it happens to be, because that's what we're going to be held responsible for. You're not going to be held responsible because you didn't do what you couldn't do. You didn't have the ability and the talent to do this or that or the other. He's not going to hold you responsible for not doing something with it then, because you didn't have it in the first place. But he will hold us responsible if he gave us something and we just buried it. It's not what we wanted. It's not what we thought would be the best for us. It's not what would bring me the greatest glory. So therefore, I didn't use what God gave me. That is what we're going to be responsible for. So we want to be able to know, what is it that God has given to me? How does he want me to use it? And then to exercise your baptismal priesthood, to use that for his glory, to offer that as the sacrifice to the Lord, to offer that as the sweet odor of incense to the Lord. That is something that each and every one of us has the capability of doing, each to his or her own ability. So again, don't look at anybody else. Look inside, look at the Lord, see what it is that he's given, see what it is that he's asking, then do your best to cooperate.